This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Monday after a beautiful weekend. Currently 43 degrees as we kick off a brand new week. The last week of April, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Carson, good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How was the weekend?
It was great. The Avs dominated on game four on Saturday night. Series tied 2-2. We're going into game five. We're feeling good. Went to the zoo yesterday.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, hanging with the monkeys yesterday, were you? Yep. Good. Avs win. Nuggets win. All the series are tied. We'll get to them later on in the program. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Yeah. Did you have a good weekend too?
I just got out in the beautiful weather, played a bunch of paintball. It was awesome.
Yeah. I worked on the yard this weekend.
That doesn't sound fun.
Man, I am dragging today.
Yeah.
I started yesterday morning at 8 a.m., all right? And I finished up at 5 p.m. Just to tell you what all I did.
What did you do? Were you raking? Like, what was going on?
You name it, I did it. I'm spraying for bugs. I'm spraying for weeds. I'm mowing yards. I'm cleaning a deck.
Doing some tilling.
I'm planting flowers. I'm raising some cucumbers. You name it, I did.
Oh, a little gardening.
Oh man, I'm doing it all. Well, forget about the cucumbers. I was just kidding about that. I don't have a garden. But everything else, man. It was a busy, busy day yesterday.
But I had to get it done.
That one day, and yesterday was gorgeous, beautiful,
really nice.
Perfect,
yep.
And it was the day to get out there, and everybody in the neighborhood was doing it, too.
Mowing lawns,
neighbors, getting their trash up, picking up, after their dogs, just all kinds of crap. But it was, needed to be done, let's just put it that way. But it's done.
Nice.
So there you go.
And my wife's going out of town this weekend.
Oh.
Ooh, Lordy.
Where's she going?
It's out with the girls.
Okay.
Yep, going with the girls. They're going to Glenwood Springs or somewhere. I don't know. They're off for the weekend. And the girls. That's being frogged.
Bachelor weekend,
Nice. Yep. So a busy weekend. Anybody heard from Jamie yet?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing? What the heck? Where are you? It's Monday, man. We got to kick off the week with a big soiree here. All right, we got a lot coming up this morning. The Shedeur Sanders thing. He finally got drafted, right?
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's going to be a bust, Spadil. I know you're a big fan. I hope it works out. I really do.
I feel like they did something, like all the owners colluded or something to have him get drafted that low. It's wild that he went in the fifth round.
I don't think so. I think he just blew it. I think he blew it in interviews, but I think he blew it just showing off for people.
How does like every expert though have him rated as a first round draft pick and then he falls that far? That's crazy.
I'll tell you how. An expert's not an expert. That's how.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick break. It's Monday. BJ and Jamie back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What a beautiful weekend, Jamie. It was nice. What'd you do for the weekend?
Oh, my God. I just need about, another week of a weekend.
Yeah.
It's too short. I swear to God, it's insane.
I want that three-day weekend so bad.
I want, my whole life to be a weekend.
Yeah.
all of a sudden, it was just done.
It flies by.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. No, I planted some aspen. I planted...
You went and got your shrubs?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, I picked them cool. Up.
Yeah, at Douglas County Conservative, something. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, they have plants here. So I planted aspen and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know what they're called, but they're all low moisture. That's all I know. So I'm very happy about that.
I admire people that know trees.
Yeah, well, I looked it up. I Googled it.
We had a lady come walking by with her two dogs a couple of days ago. She goes, "Aren't those Australian pines such a pain in the butt?" And I'm like, wonder what tree she's talking about. I'm looking around the yard like, Australian pine. I don't know. But I had to pretend that I knew. You know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, ma'am. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have one. Well, you got one.
And there it was.
I do admire that.
Arborist. Yeah.
I do admire that, though, people that can do that. That know it by just looking at it. So you got them planted this weekend.
Yep, I sure did.
So you're
and
all
I even
set
planted
to go.
A bunch of flowers in a stump.
Yeah. In a stump?
Yeah. I have a tree that came down, and they left the stump there, and it was rotten in the middle, and so I made it a planter like an old lady would.
Was your entire neighborhood out doing things yesterday?
No, this is at the cabin.
Oh, this was at the cabin?
Oh, that was at the cabin.
Did you notice anything in the neighborhood?
I was never home all weekend.
Oh, okay. My neighborhood, everybody at every house was out doing stuff this weekend. It was like, this was the official spring weekend. It was so nice.
Yeah, right?
Beautiful.
And then I saw Chevis yesterday, and I went to her soiree.
Soiree, huh?
Yeah, I saw Amber, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I saw her there. Yeah, Amber from the past. When Carson and Amber used to do a show together.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, so
Amber
I saw
was
her.
There.
Yeah, I saw her.
She seems like a soiree person, too.
She is a soiree person. Yeah.
I don't know if you are, though.
Did you
fit in pretty good for a soiree?
About after 8 buckets of champagne, I sure did. I was soireified.
What exactly classifies a soiree instead of just a gathering?
I don't know.
You don't really know?
I think it's just a fancier word.
Did she have, like, a signage up? Happy soiree?
No, it just was soiree.
Soiree this way with an arrow?
Nope.
To this
just,
room?
We were like, woo, we're soireeing.
Hey, Spadil, look up a soiree, all right?
All right.
Yeah. You know, let's just see if this party that Jamie went to yesterday fits the criteria.
It says a soiree is a formal, often elegant evening gathering, while a gathering is a more general term for a social or festive assembly.
Oh.
See, that's the reason why we had champagne.
Yeah.
We're fancy. Because we were soiree.
Did you have food?
No, we just had champagne.
That's all it takes for soiree.
Yeah, we were soiree. we had like
That's
four
great.
Bottles of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never been to a soiree, shocker. Do I not look like soiree material?
You do.
Yeah.
You know, the only bad part I'll tell you about being single is... I bought this necklace at the soiree, and I can't get it off my neck.
Yeah. Oh, you bought it at this soiree?
At the soiree,
somebody was hawking jewelry?
Oh, yeah. We hawked all kinds of... Everybody was buying stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so I can't get it off my neck, though. And so you're like, man, this is when I need a husband.
Excellent.
But this
hands.
Is the only time I need a husband. But I can't, like, literally.
That's a nice chain.
Thank you. I just can't get it off my neck.
Look, I got some wire cutters in the car.
I know. I almost last night, I was like having a little panic attack about it. I was like, I'm just going to rip it off. And I was like, no, it's too much money.
Yeah, just cut it.
It's on for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear it. So ridiculous.
Happy soiree, everybody.
Yeah, it was fun.
There's going to be a lot of soirees this weekend. It's Kentucky Derby.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, a lot of parties from what I'm understanding.
I didn't even know it was Kentucky. Wow.
Yeah, it's Kentucky Derby weekend this weekend.
Doesn't it go along with something else? Isn't there like
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, okay.
Yeah, which is Monday, I think, right?
Because I remember they all like seemed to squish together.
Yeah, May 3rd, I think Saturday will be the Kentucky Derby, and then Monday is Cinco de Mayo.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a soiree week.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash, a lot more to come. Hang on. Just starting on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You name it, man, we got it. We're going to get to tabloid trash. We'll take a quick break here. But when we come back, Shedeur Sanders, finally, he's drafted in the NFL draft.
What a mess that whole thing. Well, I mean, just a crazy, crazy mess.
It is.
It was insane.
It is. The prank call.
Yeah.
Him out partying with all that money.
Jumping in a pool.
Jumping in a pool.
Yeah, the whole thing was insane.
It's wacky.
It is.
Pretty wacky. Then you go to a team with 5 quarterbacks already.
The thing is, they're pulling out now the receipts where Deion said his son would never play for Cleveland.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah,
I know that's it. Bad. I know it. There's this quote, and he said, like, you know, if Cleveland never picked him, we'd be like, what's the Manning that didn't go?
Eli.
Yeah, it'd be like Eli Manning. We won't go there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eli, I guess, called the shots when he was drafted.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, he wanted to go to New York. And that big DEA bus. Did you see that?
Oh, the bust in Colorado Springs.
In Colorado Springs? Yeah. Holy moly, man. And the landlord says he had no idea parties were going on inside his building.
Schmidl, will you read that quote from Coach Prime?
Hello?
Oh,
yeah. He said, I love what the Browns have done this offseason, but if I'm a young QB, ain't no way I'm going to Cleveland. I would pull an Eli Manning if possible. Hashtag think about that. Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was March of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We'll get to Shador. We'll get to the DEA. Crazy. We'll get to all this, all coming up after Tabloid Trash Stembox.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. All right. You were just talking about the Kentucky Derby, and it says one of Toby Keith's horses, it's called Render Judgment, will be running in the Kentucky Derby.
Let me see where he's at here. What is it again?
Render Judgment. Yep.
Number 15.
The late singer's team shared the news on social media on Saturday after the 2025 post positions of the Derby were announced this weekend. It says it was Toby's dream that Render Judgment was going to be in the Kentucky Derby. He worked so hard to finally have one there. Unfortunately, it's not
good for him. Yeah, he's right here, number 15.
Because Toby Keith passed away. So it's kind of sad, a little bit late, yeah. But anyway.
Man, yeah. There's a lot of celebrities that's got money in these horses.
Yeah?
Tons. There's just a lot of money that they just put into.
Oh, I
thought you know, because you can have like 50 people owning a horse.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Let's see here. Cam Ward, the number one overall draft pick in the 2025 NFL draft, is a big, huge Morgan Wallen fan. They said, what's your top three playlist right now? And he said, Morgan Wallen. I'm a huge, big Morgan Wallen guy. Last Night is my number one song by him.
Who said that?
Cam Ward, the number one draft
pick. Oh,
okay. Yeah, you wouldn't see that coming, would you?
No, I did not.
Loves that. This is kind of a weird story.
Well, that's pretty cool for him because he's going to Nashville.
Exactly right. Yeah. This is weird. Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery suspect died.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little suspicious.
Well, he's 72.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe. I don't know. Anyway, his name was Marseille. He had a French name. And he died in Paris, and his cause of death is not yet known. He was accused of working alongside with gang members that held of keeping up with the Kardashian star at gunpoint. This happened in 2016, and they still haven't gotten to the whole thing yet.
I heard Kim sat on him, and he suffocated.
Maybe. That could be true.
What I heard.
Kim Kardashian is going to take the stand. My God, this happened in 2016, and she's just now getting to the trial.
Yeah.
That is crazy, isn't it? It moves slow.
It does.
Yeah, really slow. Anyway, so yeah, he's not going to be there because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's a French court, right?
Yes, yeah. Indeed. P. Diddy has rejected a plea deal. I have an itchy ear. I don't know what's going on in my ear. What does that mean?
I don't know. Funny you should say that. I'm scratching my leg right now.
I think the itchy
ear means fleas in here.
It doesn't mean you're going to have company or something. Itchy ear. I don't know.
I think it does.
Yeah,
I think it
like
is
that.
Company.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry about that. Diddy has rejected a plea deal in his ongoing trafficking and racketeering case. During a court hearing on Friday, prosecutors confirmed Diddy was offered a plea deal, but he said no.
Trial starts Monday.
Does it? Oh, that's
well,
crazy.
I think the jury selection starts on Monday, Cinco de Mayo.
The prosecutors are expected to address the plea at the hearing this Thursday, but terms of the deal aren't known. In last week's hearing, the judge also ruled that the 2016 video of Diddy hitting and dragging Cassidy, it said that it will be shown after all. And remember, their thought is that CNN had edited that whole footage, so they weren't going to let it in. That's why they tried to get it thrown out, but the judge said nope.
I wonder if they're going to, if Court TV will carry any of this.
I don't know.
They going to allow cameras in here?
No idea.
Can we look into that, Spadil?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yeah, look it up real quick here, because that would be something to watch.
Kanye West is still a screw loose, friends. I mean, just... Remember a long, long time ago? Well, I don't remember it either, but I saw the videos of it. When Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's assistant. So a long time ago, Kim Kardashian, how she first came up the ranks, is she was Paris Hilton's personal assistant. You know, would help her, like, get, you know. Like,
I didn't know that.
Carry her purse for
really?
Her. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was. Huh. Before she had all that plastic surgery.
No kidding.
She's got a big nose. Kim Kardashian.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
She got her nose taken off?
Oh, yeah.
Where have I been?
Yeah, you should see the videos of her helping Paris. That nose is something.
First thing through the door, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Followed by her ass. Crazy. Anyway, so she was Paris Hilton's personal assistant. And Kanye made the comments that he should have had children with Paris instead of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I have the audio for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have had baby with Paris Hilton over Kim Kardashian. You guys, could you imagine if I had kids with Paris Hilton, how many hotels I have now? Think about that, the Hilton. You know what I'm saying? And Paris Hilton had the vision, and then that's what happened. Kim was like the Virgil. Kim was like Paris Hilton's Virgil. If you like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you have a kid with a nanny...
Be careful, because it looks like he cusses.
Yeah, I'll just cut it off.
He does a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm reading the transcript.
Yeah.
And you were about 1 second.
Oh. Way to go, Spadil. That was close.
Because he said, quote, I had a baby with a effing assistant. That's what he says next.
Yeah.
Meaning Paris Hilton's assistant. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, he's off his rocker, man. And in fact, he was banned from Twitch just 7 minutes into streaming. It says Kanye West joined Twitch last week and was banned from the streaming platform after just 7 minutes. Shortly into the stream, Kanye made several slurs about Jewish people and the LGBTQ community. And then he did a Nazi salute. What is wrong with Kanye West?
I'm actually surprised it took 7 minutes, because right off the gate, I started watching it. Right off the gate, he was just...
He's just going crazy.
Yeah.
He's mentally ill. He really is. I mean, he needs some medication.
There's also all these, like, insane reports coming out of L.A. that he owns this warehouse out there now.
I saw
that. And it seems like he's, like, training, like, an army or something. It's just the sounds that are coming out of the warehouse, like, disturb everybody who lives in the neighborhood. No one really knows what's going on inside of it, but it sounds like a unit is training or something.
Yeah, I did see that, and there's no markings on the building.
Yeah, it's wild.
He's recruiting guys, and they're told to wear masks and everything.
Yeah, and they'll do it. Because it's Kanye, I guess. I don't know. It's bizarre. The whole thing is whack-a-doodle-doo. And yeah, they said the noises coming out were absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, and they said it's so loud, it disturbs the whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, boy. If you're Kim, you got to be a little bit worried, that you know, with the kids and everything.
You're also happy he's gone.
Well, for sure. But you also have to be worried. Like, is he going to, in the middle of the night, do something weird?
Uh-huh.
You know, like snatch the kids or something.
There's potential for that.
I have him
on my feed. I'm surprised he's still allowed on the feed, but I just ignore him now, because he's so crude. He's so racist in a way, and just, it's terrible.
Elizabeth Hurley shared more photos from her and Billy Ray Cyrus. Yay, they're in love. But we're trying to figure out who has the longer hair. Is it... Is it Elizabeth Hurley or Billy Ray Cyrus? Because he has some long-ass hair, man.
I saw a story this morning, they're talking marriage already.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
I guess they did a movie together or something a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Billy Ray said that's how they ended up together, that she was always really nice to him on set or whatever they were doing. And she saw that he was going through a hard time with his divorce with that Rose chick. So she reached out and said, hey, listen, if you need anything, I'm always here for you, buddy. And that they've been hanging out ever since then. So.
Okay.
So she's a nice friend, that one. Nice friend. He looks horrible.
He does look bad.
And it's, she's terrible. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get this at all. She must be very lonely. If you have to be that desperate to be that guy,
she's just settling. Yeah, I'll take you.
All right. Nobody else will look at me, so I'll take you, Billy Ray. Oh, my God. Poor thing. Ben Affleck is supposedly in love with Sydney Sweeney.
What?
Yep. She called off her wedding, you know, to that Jonathan guy, although they've been seen together again. But they said that he has a crush on Sweeney and hopes to get an introduction to her. Despite their almost 30-year age difference, both actors have been in the spotlight for their personal drama. He split with J-Lo. She split with her fiancé, so it's perfect timing.
Yes, it is. Get together.
It'll be like Bill Belichick of that chick.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, I know I've run out of time, but we have the audio from the interview with, what's that called over the weekend? It's that TV show.
I think it's CBS This Morning, right?
Yeah. Bill Belichick was on there, and his girlfriend is a freak. She is so weird and so controlling. And Bill might have dementia. He had a shirt with a hole in it on CBS This Morning.
It was a big hole too. Oh. And it's right up on his chest. Yeah. Like it's high up. Yeah.
It's so weird. And he seems kind of out of it. Like, and somebody said that he was, he's been drugged by her. I don't think that's true, but he just seems like he has some dementia going on.
Who shows up for an interview like that?
I know.
Mean, that shirt, he always wears that sweatshirt with cut off sleeves.
Yeah,
you know, it's just weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to it here in a little bit. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday, going to be a beautiful day today, 74 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
Welcome back to a Monday after a weekend, a beautiful weekend that is. And we are back here. This is the last week of April. We roll into May this week.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Holy Toledo. A little bit of rain in the forecast later on in the week, but today is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it
big
is?
News.
Alexa said scattered thunderstorms today.
They said there could be storms by late, sometime tonight.
Okay.
So. Yeah, but I don't know. I think the daytime is going to be fine.
Gotcha.
But I think they're saying after 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock tonight, some thunderstorms in the area.
I was just thinking because, you know, I just planted all those plants, so I didn't know if I should go out there and rewater them.
Yeah. Now, are you wishing for rain?
Yes,
or?
I need it because I planted everything.
I put down some fertilizer.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the rain.
Although you kind of are, I don't know, you're kind of half-assed to me.
What do you mean?
The fact that you won't shovel your dog poop that you're going to hire it out.
Listen. Let me explain, okay?
That is so, like,
all right, listen.
Pathetic.
It's called aw poo.
Yeah.
A-W-W, aw poo.
But, I mean, that's the easiest thing you can do is shovel poop.
Well.
My dad had my sister and I.
You can't shovel it.
Well, we always did.
Yeah, no, you can't shovel this. Oh. I mean, it's down in the grass.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally has to be hand done. Yeah. Okay. So now it makes sense, huh?
Well, we shoveled ours. My sister and I, that was our thing that we had to do as part of our chores.
Yeah.
Is in the back where our dogs, Megan and Joe, were. Yeah, that's our dogs' names. But we, oh my God, I'd be back there dry heaving.
I know. The more you talk, the more I'm going to hire somebody. No, you can't shovel because of the gray. Well, you get it. You get it.
Yeah.
So I got out there this weekend, and I did everything, Jamie. I trimmed bushes. I planted stuff. I mowed the yard. But, you know, the pressure wash. I did everything except for the poo.
I can't believe you left that one thing. That would drive me nuts. If I made my house look beautiful and I left, like, the dishes in the dishwasher, in the sink, that would drive me crazy.
It's a little on my mind this morning.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, where I wouldn't have brought up dog poop early.
Why didn't you just get it done?
There's a lot. It's a lot to mess with. Yeah, there's a lot to mess with. So I thought that, you know, I've heard of these services.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Google. You know, I'll see what's in the area, you know, in Littleton, pick it up. Yeah. And I did and found about 3 different places. But it's been real difficult to schedule somebody because, I don't know, their websites aren't exactly the best. So, but I'm looking into it. But I've decided I'm just going to farm it out.
It's just
too much for me.
But that would be like literally like cleaning and scrubbing down your whole house and then just leaving the dishes in the sink.
You got one thing
left.
You got one thing.
I've done that before too. Leave the dishes after cleaning the whole house.
So bizarre.
Can't be done. All right. Shedeur Sanders finally gets drafted in the NFL draft. what, number 140-something?
44th.
Yeah. And he goes to the Cleveland Browns, which is not noted for quarterbacks, by the way. So, but at least he got drafted, okay?
Well,
the
yeah.
kid was waiting, I mean, and he finally got the phone call.
And in 2018, Deion put out a statement that a young quarterback should never go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. This is like karma, man. You know, you put something like that out there toward an organization,
exactly.
and then that organization yeah. comes and gets your kid.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. It is. I mean, and they
it's
really,
like karma.
They thought he was going to be top five.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just insane. Missed and then it. People were saying it was Deion's fault because Deion, I think Carson brought that up too, because they thought that Deion would have too much power and try to overtake the team, you know, with his comments.
I mean, if you think about that, that's a lot to take on.
Yeah, because they said Deion wants to be a coach in the NFL. And so he would be, you know, speaking up all the time. So they said it was his fault.
Do you think he's going to. You think he's going to become a legit quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I hope he does because it would be a great story.
It would
like
be
after
a nice
all
revenge.
Of this, yeah.
yeah.
I think everybody hopes he does.
Yeah.
It's just, can he? I mean, they've already got four quarterbacks on that team.
Yeah.
Four.
That's
he's the fifth.
It's
all right. Over the weekend, as he's waiting on that phone call from the Cleveland Browns, somebody prank called him.
Not
it was
just
a kid.
Somebody.
It was a coach's kid.
For the Falcons.
Yeah. It was a coach's kid who claims, now wait a minute. You're projected to be top five pick. Now over 100 people have been picked in front of you. And you still haven't been picked. You don't even know if you're going to get picked at this point. And then some kid calls your cell phone and pretends he with one of the teams, the Saints, and that they're going to draft you. Just a prank call. And the kid claims he got the number off of his dad's computer, who's a coach for the Atlanta Falcons.
Here's what the Falcons statement said. Earlier in the week, Jax Ubrick, the 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff, unintentionally, that's where everybody lost their minds, unintentionally, my butt, came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call. Jeff was unaware of the data exposure of any facets of the prank. Or any facets of the prank, and was made aware of the above after the fact.
That sounds like a prank a 16-year-old would do.
Yeah.
Not a 21-year-old. You would think, and your dad's an NFL coach.
And
what the hell are you thinking?
And I think this kid plays at Ole Miss, and he's really good.
Is he?
Yeah, I think
so. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, you know the number one story in the NFL draft. Your dad's an NFL coach, okay? Can I say it again? And you know the number one story is Shedeur Sanders. And you're going to prank call him?
And you use the word unintentionally, grab the phone number. You wrote it down on another thing.
You knew what you were doing.
Exactly. It's so weird.
All right, here's the audio of Shedeur getting the phone call from this little prankster.
What's up? Hello?
Hello?
You got that call.
You know what's going on?
Ready to go.
Say it one more time for me.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Ready to go!
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
Nah, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
What? What are you saying?
I don't know.
How you gonna ask us what it means and you was on the phone?
You heard that? You said you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Oh, poor guy. The guy, the kid that did it made a statement. On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake, Shedeur. What I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a mess.
That poor dad,
that
too.
That is so bad.
Oh, that dad's got to be humiliated.
Again, it's the number one story in the NFL draft is Shedeur Sanders hasn't been drafted. And you think it's a funny deal that you're going to call him up and pretend you're with the Saints and that you're going to draft him on the next pick.
And not only that, I feel bad for Shedeur.
Oh, so bad. I mean, he's already having a bad time. I mean, the guy's falling so far down the list. And then I would believe it was an actual GM. Absolutely, if I get a call.
Everybody did. Yeah. Why would somebody have his phone number?
Exactly.
You know?
They would?
Yeah, exactly.
He even says in another interview that nobody had his number except the NFL coaches. That was it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a burner phone. It was a different type of phone.
Yeah.
You know, so something
just
like
to
that.
Wait for yeah. him. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just for the phone call.
That's awful.
That is so wrong.
It is so mean. Yeah. Look, yeah. I don't like how cocky that guy is either, Shedeur, right? But he didn't deserve that.
No. And you know, I think it's a bad look, too, that he went out that night with that big Louis Vuitton bag.
I
Did
do,
you
too.
See that?
Full of money.
Yeah, and it looks like a little case or a chest of some type.
Why would
type.
He do that?
And it's loaded with money inside of a nightclub, partying until 3 a.m. I don't mind that he's celebrating and got picked in the NFL. That's fine. But why would you be carrying this Louis Vuitton with full of just cash,
and
money,
is,
and jewels?
And you read all weekend how everybody said that you were showing off and being too, flashy. And
bad move.
It was such a bad move.
It really
because
was.
Because they're talking about the number one, Cam Ward, is that his name? How humble he is, and that's why he was the number one pick and everything
and
people
then
loved him.
After that, the next day, Sunday, there was a video that came out from Deion Sanders' house, it looked like, and he's got his sons there, and they're all doing this, we're in the money, and doing all this, showing up their chains, and Deion's laughing. It's like, dude, you need to get a handle on this.
Well, only that, but they said that he's taking like a $5 million pay cut.
Yeah,
from
he made
college.
More in college than he will in the NFL.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, crazy story. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
And oh man, May is on the way. Oh, later this afternoon, Slacker Show. Big deal happening there. Big deal.
Yeah, they're all changing up the show. That's going to be awesome.
We'll check that out this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Big deal.
Hey,
Slacker Show.
I just want to tell you guys, if I seem a little grumpy today, it's because I literally got zero sleep because the wind was so insane. Honestly, I thought my house was going to blow down.
No kidding.
It was like a hurricane. And it was weird. It wasn't like continuous. It would just be boom, like out of nowhere. And you go back to sleep. You're like, okay, all right, I'm going to sleep. And then you fall asleep. And then boom. Oh my God. It was terrifying. It was really actually scary. I can't believe it's not on the news. Like that we had, I know it was like 200 miles per hour.
200 miles per hour.
That's what we had.
We had a little bit of wind too last night, but it wasn't enough to keep, rattle the house or anything.
Oh
but
God,
I mean,
insane.
It just really varies on what part of town you're in, I guess, right?
That's true.
All right. I saw this yesterday. This DEA bust that happened down in Colorado Springs. I'll play the audio first, but then I saw a story after that saying you don't have any idea how many of these different illegal places are operating, nightclubs.
Underground nightclubs.
How's that happen?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't.
You would think if you have a place where 200 people show up on a Saturday night that somebody in the neighborhood would know something's going on.
Even the owner said he didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
so crazy.
Sense.
To me.
Right,
yeah.
First, let's get to the story. I have the odor, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Here's the story.
DEA Rocky Mountain Field Division Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen says significant drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence were happening inside the nightclub located near Airport Road and South Academy Boulevard. Officials made entry just before 4 this morning. ICE, one of the agencies, a part of that operation, taking dozens of people into custody.
All right. There you go. That's the bust that happened. And now the owner, they've spoken to him. He owns the building, and these people were just tenants for his building, and they've been running this nightclub for quite a while.
He said he didn't see any trash, so he didn't know what was happening.
That's crazy.
So weird.
It's almost like you want to call this guy a liar.
I know.
I mean, how can you not know if it's your building that every Saturday night, 300 people are showing up in your building? If there's no signs of it anywhere?
That's weird.
Reaction to what happened here. You own the building.
Shocking, because no idea that this was even going on. Never seen this many cars on property before. I've never even seen a lot of trash in the parking lot to even suspect that anything like an after-hours nightclub is going on. So It's pretty shocking.
How did you learn about it, and what was your original reaction?
My employee was trying to come into work because I also run the Luna Market here on the corner, and they were coming in to work in the kitchen, and they couldn't access the property. And then I went online and tried to figure out what was going on, and that's when I learned about everything that was happening.
How could you not know?
You know, I have a couple of friends that own buildings, so I would tell you they wouldn't know what was going on Saturday nights.
They wouldn't know.
No, they wouldn't.
But he runs a place right next door.
Yeah.
You would think he would know. I mean,
believe him. He sounds convincing.
He does sound convincing. No, I agree with you with that. But again, the question is, how do you not know? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, you've got 300 people. They got guns. They got money. They got gambling. They got prostitutes. They got drugs. They got it all going on in there. And nobody leaves even like a paper cup in the parking lot.
It's not like it's just a quiet poker game that's going on Saturday night.
That's crazy.
All right, you guys. I know we have drugs and prostitutions, but don't litter. Don't litter.
Don't leave a cup.
Tip them off.
Yeah.
Don't leave one of your solo cups out in the parking lot, or we'll get busted, folks. So they must make that announcement every night before they let everybody out the door.
Just a daily reminder: no trash in the parking lot.
Did you see the video, the people coming out of there?
Some of them were really well dressed. I was like, wow, that's a fancy nightclub.
4 o'clock in the morning.
I like the girl with the red dress with her midriff showing. I was like, that's pretty.
I saw that.
I was like, it didn't look like hookers.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of elegant.
What a story. Yeah. That is absolutely crazy. They walk into this place, a party going on. Nobody even knows this thing exists. It's an underground nightclub.
Did you see all the military people that they arrested too?
Yes.
Because they were security?
Yes.
It makes sense. I mean, it's in Colorado Springs. They have everybody down there. But I'm like, here's these poor guys in the Air Force or whatever. And they're like, I'll be security down there. That's cool. Then they get busted. Yeah.
They got wrapped up in it too.
Yeah.
I've never been to an illegal operation going on.
Me either.
And I'd like to go one time, you know?
Yeah. Spadil, I'm sure you have.
Do you know where one's running?
Oh, running currently? Not sure on that, but I've been to a bunch of like warehouse raves.
Yeah.
Were they legal?
No way. So like the way that I had to get to it was they would just post on this website like where the location was like an hour beforehand, and it's so like nobody would bust it.
Did they float it around? Different locations, that's what I'd do.
They would just be all around town,
Well, because now you have the internet, and that's where these, like, that floor that collapsed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, with the house party.
Yeah, it gets out of hand
that's
now.
That's how everything spreads.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all a fun party till it all goes south.
Yeah, what a shame.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You guys, Katy Perry is just getting railed. Oh my God, they're talking about her tour. Remember, we gave away tickets to Katy Perry's tour and nobody wanted them? Remember that?
Yeah.
We were like, we told our boss, we're like, nobody wants these tickets. We don't know what's happening. Like, nobody. Anyway, she is just, people are saying she is bored on tour, that she is just horrible. And that she's out of breath, and she just looks like she's like counting, like one and two. Oh God, do I turn here? Oh, I guess I turn. Yep, okay. And that half the time she just has like these dancers that are on a screen. They're not even there with her. They're on a screen, and she just like points to them, and they're dancing.
She put out a video. I don't know. Somebody else might have actually recorded it, but it was a video of her in concert. She's on the stage, and she tries to make this sexy move on stage, and it's down on the floor, and it's humping and all this, and it just looks so awkward.
She is.
It looks so awkward.
She's getting a lot of hell about this, and people are posting videos of like the worst concert they've ever gone to is what they're calling it. And they're saying that looks like it doesn't have any kind of budget. the dancers are on a screen that they...
I mean, that's low budget. You don't even have humans on stage with
you. Yeah, they said that there's just no budget for this at all. Anyway. All right, let's talk about Bill Belichick. I told you guys we'd talk about this. This is bizarre. He was on this early this morning on CBS, or one of those weird shows, you know, early in the morning over the weekend. Bill Belichick, he had a huge hole in his shirt, right? I mean, it's just crazy. And his 24-year-old girlfriend, her name is Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend kept interrupting. And she was directing the whole thing. She's only 24. And she gets up and says, I want him videoed from over here. Why didn't you tell him what to wear? He has a hole in his shirt. And it's huge. And it looks stupid.
Let's not judge people with holes in their shirts.
Listen, okay? You do wear holes in your shirts when you're here. But I'm going to tell you, if you're on CBS this morning, there's no way Lisa would let you out like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't show up to bar bingo with a hole in my shirt.
Exactly. Exactly. So Bill looked disheveled. He, and I hate to say this even, he seemed a little dazed and confused, like a little bit of dementia even. The fact, and you'll hear this audio here in a minute, the fact that he has no idea that his girlfriend has posted these videos of him, you'll hear it because he's like, huh? Like kind of, because she posted pictures of him like lifting her up with his feet and stuff.
Yeah, they were doing like some yoga poses.
Yeah, and that's not Bill's jam.
I feel like he didn't even want to sign up for social media. She's just like, this is another way we can make some money.
Exactly.
Get out there. So
yeah.
You're going to do social media.
Because at first he says he's on it, and then he goes, I don't really pay attention to that. Anyway, you'll listen. Here it is.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
I'm not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates, but you're balancing Jordan on your feet. She's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
He literally has no idea she posted that.
Sounds like he doesn't even remember doing it.
I kind of remember, or I kind of play in that world too, actually. Because I'm bad about posting something and never going back to look at the comments or anything on it.
No, I know, but this isn't
that's
about
what he's
this
talking
is,
about.
This is like, this guy is Bill Belichick, and he has her on his feet, and he has no idea she posted on the social media. He has no clue. You should see him. He's like,
He says he doesn't care. I guess he doesn't.
I guess he doesn't.
No.
At least now he knows. Care. He's like, wait, she's on my feet doing a Titanic pose?
I don't think that interview is going to change him, though.
No, it's not.
She'll still post, and he'll still not look at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's whatever, right? He's that guy.
I am surprised that she's so involved in these interviews and everything to do with his business side, though. Because, I mean, that's a little over the top.
And for him to call a 24-year-old his muse after everything he's been through is very bizarre to me.
Every time I see him, though, even yesterday when I saw this video of him in this interview, I think of him sneaking out of that house that night.
Without his shirt on.
At like 5 a.m. in the morning with no shirt on.
It's just so bizarre. Poor guy. I feel like, honestly, he's not all there, and I hate saying that. How old is he, like 74 or something?
I don't know.
I don't either. No, but she's 24. Yeah, just he seems a little out of it.
He's
73.
And he just started a new job.
What's he doing?
He's the head coach at North Carolina.
Oh yes,
football team.
Might want to get some assistance.
Big deal. I think he got like $14 million a year for that.
She's going to make all the plays.
Yeah. She'll be in the huddles.
Yep. I see that happen. Yeah. Man, that was kind of crazy. As we mentioned before, Kanye West, he's off the rails. I don't even want to give him time because we all know that he's mentally ill, right? Well, he was saying that he wished that he would have had babies with Paris Hilton instead of Kim. Well, that's not very nice. That's the mother of your kids. Like, you can't say, what do the kids feel like? Well, thanks, Dad.
And to me, that's a tough choice between those two. You know, I don't know. I mean, you pick your poison on that one.
Well, you know what? Though Paris Hilton is just as eccentric, not crazy, not mentally ill, as Kanye. I watched her videos from her Easter. Did you see her have her Easter with her kids by any chance? Any of you?
No.
So she brings her kids in for the Easter Bunny has shown up at her house. She walks in her foyer, and there is a 80 by 100, the biggest picture you've ever seen of her in your life when you enter her house. It's her picture. And you're like, that is narcissism, man.
The first thing you walk in for people to see is just you.
It's just you, and you have children?
It's very common with celebrities.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I told you the Hulk Hogan story. There's another guy I knew down in Miami that was quite popular at the time. He had the same thing, this big cut out of himself.
It's just bizarre. She had people decorate her whole house like it was a Easter cave. I don't know what it was. But, I mean, it was over the top. And these little kids, they just want to play with something. And so as soon as they have one bunny, she, like, takes it out of their hands. She's like, but here's another present. And they're like, wait, I just want to play with that bunny.
Jamie, that's like you taking one of these big fat heads that we have, pictures of you and I.
Yeah.
And taking it and putting it on your garage door.
Exactly.
So all the neighbors can see your picture.
Although we found out that my girlfriend, she's a narcissist. And I'll tell you how we know this. We were making purse charms. Yeah. Don't ask me what they are.
Purse charms.
Yeah.
See, look, I'll show you what
I've seen them.
It's so cute, right? Yeah. It's a purse charm.
See? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it hangs. Okay.
It hangs off your purse.
Did,
right?
Didn't one of the big like Gucci or somebody start the one with food? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen
it. Yeah, they've got one out there. They're $1,000 each. They're purse charms.
Purse charms,
And they're like pizza slices and different types of
bagels. But that's what this is. Okay, so anyway, at the soiree yesterday, you could pick out different kinds of charms and make yourself a purse charm. So I got a spaceship because my son is an astrophysicist major, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I got a spaceship on here. I got a martini glass because I like cocktails. So that makes sense. And then I got a cross because I love Jesus, right? I got a cross on
there. That makes sense.
And then I have headphones because I do radio show, right? And then I got the letter of my son's name. Well, my friend, Sarah, got her own initial.
Oh.
I was like, you have three kids and you didn't put your kids' initials on your first charm? She only put her own. I put my son's. She put hers.
Yeah. She's looking out for numero uno.
She goes, well, I'm an only child.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
We called her out.
Sarah.
She goes, wait a minute, you got your son's initial put on your purse charm? I go, well, yeah. She goes, oh, I feel horrible. I put mine.
Yeah. Screw the kids.
Yeah. And she goes, listen, I have three kids. I would like weigh it down.
That's like years ago, we bought my mom a Mother's Day ring, right?
Uh-huh.
And what you put the birthstones. Okay.
Right.
So we have five birthstones.
Oh, wow.
Five. That would be like her going and trading that in for her own birthstone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And getting rid of our birthstones. That's what that's like.
Yep. We called her out. So I'm not talking behind her back. She knows.
That's so funny.
But she's like, I guess it's what you only children do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The only child, that kind of makes sense. I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
there were so many only children at this soiree. We found out a lot about you only children. Like, you really are self-absorbed.
Well, I mean, listen, we're kind of raised that way. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's our parents' fault.
Well, and you guys know how to play by yourself, like make your own entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
So there was that.
Imagination is on point all the time.
Right. And you guys know that you can control your parents because you're the only one.
Manipulation starts early.
You know you're the favorite child.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So I have an only child, so I learned a lot. I mean, a lot about you and your manipulative ways.
Oh, trust me. Little Debbie's already manipulating us. And that started way early.
Is this purse charm thing become a thing all of a sudden? Or is that something that's been going on for years? Because I read that one. And Shmadil, did you look up who that was?
So it's Louis Vuitton actually has a bunch of them. I see like a crescent roll, a little fortune cookie, a pizza.
Yeah, they're doing food items.
Yeah, it seems like they've been out for about a year.
Okay, yeah. All right, and they're $1,000 each.
They look very expensive.
Mine was only 80.
Yeah. They're 80?
No, the whole thing was $80.
Oh. All of them.
No, the whole thing.
I thought you meant per charge.
No, the entire entire getup is obviously not real gold.
it's like Pandora bracelets for your purse.
For your purse, yeah. I don't know, I liked my choices.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I going with this? What was this about?
How self-absorbed only children are. Sum it up right there.
All right, there you go. Double trash.
I think it says it all, don't you?
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I read the same thing, too.
Yeah, that's what's going viral.
And I think that's true.
So we're talking about how Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, said, I don't want to talk about when they asked, how'd you meet? Bill Belichick, who's 73, mm-hmm. she's 24, and they said, how'd you meet? And she goes, I don't want to talk about it. And we're not talking about this. And the reporter's like, you're not talking about this? And she said, no, it's because she's a hooker.
Yeah.
Yep.
They met.
I said hooker in case you couldn't hear me.
They met because he's a rich white dude.
Yep.
And he hired an escort, high end.
Yep.
And paid her.
Allegedly.
And then probably did it a couple more times before they decided we'll be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
Because she saw that he got a lot of money.
I've seen Pretty Woman. I know how this works.
And she doesn't have to, you know, go from client to client to client. She can just stick with this one guy.
Big
and that's
mistake.
Exactly.
Huge.
Huge.
When Julia Roberts goes into that store, she's kind of dressed like a hooker, and they won't wait on her. And so she's like, how much is this? And they're like, too much for you, hooker lady. And so then she leaves, and then she goes and she tells, what's his name? The other actor?
Richard Gere.
Yeah. I almost said Gene Simmons, which is not right. Richard Gere. She tells Richard Gere, like, oh my God, they wouldn't wait on me. And he's like, we'll change all that. And he went in there with his black American Express. And then she's like, did you guys used to wait on, were you waiting on me? And they're like, huh? And she's like, big mistake. Big. Huge. Because she bought out the whole store.
This was in the movie?
Yeah, it was in the movie. Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I just remember the hooker part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you mean, you remember?
I don't remember the plot.
Do you remember George Costanza trying to get some?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do remember George.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good scene there.
Yeah. But
yeah. I don't remember the department store, though.
What? That's the main part of that. Yeah. That's like the heart of it.
Yeah, again, I was just paying attention to her.
Big mistake.
I didn't catch on yet. But yeah, I kind of buy this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't this the girl that he was coming out of the apartment that morning?
Yep.
That's her, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where this started.
Yeah,
now we've got it.
And doesn't it all make sense that she doesn't want to talk about it?
It does.
How they met?
Yeah, she shut it down real
quick. It does. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Because I'm a hooker.
Yeah,
because that's why we can't talk about it.
I think that if you really went in and investigated this, that could be uncovered easily.
Yeah, because I'm sure other people have been with her.
Yeah, there are receipts.
Yeah, there. Good, BJ.
I feel so cool right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show in the Belco Studios. Also on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Our podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. I want to play you something real quick here. And you tell me what you think this is, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Hang on, there's more. Hang on. All right, what do you think it is?
Well, let's see here. A scene from Star Wars.
Yes.
Ooh,
that's what I'm guessing.
Oh, that's pretty good. One more.
Oh, wow, that's
No, that was the contest this past weekend at Bigfoot Days.
Oh, it was?
It's the Bigfoot yell.
Ah, Sasquatch yelling?
Yes.
Or calling? Maybe calling or whatever.
They had a perfect weekend up there for this event, and that's the competition that they had this past weekend. Who could do the Bigfoot call?
I feel like that you really are sad you missed this because you are fascinated.
I'm going.
I know.
Well, I'm going next year.
Well, we're doing the Bigfoot bus.
You darn right.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Well, yeah.
Bigfoot
Why
bus.
Why wouldn't you be in? Yeah.
It's the BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus. I can't wait to start promoting that.
I know.
Maybe we start next week.
Except for he never got that girl's phone number.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have her phone number.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right.
Oh, you went back and found it, didn't you?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Texas.
Right there.
Yeah. All right. We know how you got it. Too much to explain. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of text, people are bitchy today.
Are they?
Oh, my God.
Why are they upset?
On the text. But what's our text number?
303-22-ALICE.
Okay. 303-22-ALICE. Well, I mean, people are like, you're saying how old that Jordan girl is, 24, too many times. She's 24.
Well, you got to emphasize that because he's 50 years older.
Yeah, it means she's 24.
That's a big part of the story.
Somebody's like, drinking game. How many times did Jamie say 24? What the hell?
We'll drink up.
And somebody said, I feel so sorry for BJ. Jamie's always late every morning. How do you do it, BJ?
It's hard.
It's very difficult. It's 3 minutes of boy time.
Yeah.
That's when the boys get
it's on bro time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the bro time. Because then the girl comes in and she's like, ah!
It's not the same without you, though.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just going to tell you.
I thought it was like bro time.
Man.
BJ, I never like really. Time.
Yeah, bro time. Yeah.
Well, I did notice when I was driving in, I was in the parking lot, actually. I did notice you asked Carson about his day and you could have cared less.
Yeah.
No, I
it's
heard
just
it.
A, it's just a formality.
I heard
really.
It exactly, but I wanted to get on to Spadil. But I heard exactly. I could recite it back to you, and that was 3 hours ago.
Okay, what was
I could tell you exactly what you did.
All okay, right. What did I say?
All right, Saturday, you were talking about the hockey game. Woo! We kicked their butt. We buried them.
Yeah.
We had 50 shots on goal. See,
I
remember every word of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you said on Sunday, you went to the zoo. And I said, hey, going to hang with some monkeys, are you?
Yeah.
Word for word. Is it all?
Okay.
I heard it
I'll
all.
I'll give you a pass on that. I got you.
I heard every single word.
It just felt like you didn't care.
No. Look, I said I could recite it. I didn't say I cared. You think I really care? No. Don't waste so much into it, Jamie. Just know
right.
if I heard.
Okay,
that's
so you
all
heard
I
it.
Need.
That's good. Yeah,
do
okay.
I care?
Yeah.
Hell no. Do I care?
And what did you do, Schmidl, over the weekend?
Paintball. I'm getting ready for Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's all he said. I'll play paintball over the weekend. It's the same thing. That's why the boys' time is just going.
Right, yeah. I only do like three things.
It's the same damn thing, dude.
That's true.
Same thing with him, though. He only watches hockey and takes care of his daughter.
Especially hockey season. It's hockey every night.
Only take care of my kid. Yeah, no big deal.
Well, I'm just saying, all I do is play paintball. Just like all you do is watch hockey and take care of the
little
girl.
At least I come in here searching for somebody to pick up my dog poop. I don't do that every day. See, I come in with something a little different every day.
That was a new one.
Yeah, it's a brand new one.
By the way, I did not realize you've let your dogs poop in the yard this whole year and you haven't picked it up once.
Oh my God.
It's kind of gross.
That is nasty.
By the way, if you can help out, like, aw, poo.
I bet you there's no grass left. It's
I love
all
that
poop.
Name.
Yeah.
The names for these poop services, they're great.
Yeah,
these people are very clever. I love aw, poo.
And I like it because some of them have their trucks and they have the name on the side of their trucks.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I always think this, but when I see one of those trucks, I'm like, gosh, his poor wife. She has to drive that sometimes when her car breaks down.
Oh.
Like the guy that has to borrow his wife's car with the eyelashes. She sells.
Yeah. With the ladybug?
Yeah, she has eyelash extension business.
Yeah.
And they put eyelashes on their Tesla. Oh, no.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a weird, weird deal. Yeah. By the way, if you're in that poop pickup business.
Yeah.
Go ahead and text us.
But now you
I'm still looking.
You told me, I couldn't pick it up because it's winter. Well, that's what you said a minute ago.
It would start out with getting buried in the snow. And then you can't pick it up when it's buried in the snow is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not just because it's winter. Winter's actually a good time. It's frozen.
Yeah.
That is actually the best time to pick up.
It's actually the best time.
Yeah, frozen turns are the best.
But I've missed my winter season. Now we're into the thawing out. Man, oh,
mush.
You're starting to understand, aren't you? We're in that thawing out phase right now. And that's not a good phase,
yuck!
Folks. And now I've turned on the sprinklers.
Oh!
All right, if you're in that business, you might want to contact me, 303-22 Alice.
Answer the phone, Schmidl.
Okay. Plus, we've hit highs in the 80s already. Snuck up on me, folks. It snuck up on
me. So your kid can't play in the backyard, can he?
At
not
all.
Today.
Nope.
Not today. Hope hopefully by the weekend he can.
Okay.
It's according to how the Textato goes in the next 5 minutes. he might not be able to play until June.
Yeah, man.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay, good luck.
I like to play it by ear. He loves the front yard anyway. The front yard's a great place
to
go.
Right, by the busy street.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Just want to mention real quick here, Avs tonight. They play tonight, game 5 in Dallas.
What's the record? Where are we at?
We're 2-2 in the series.
2-2. Okay.
Yep. 2-2. All right. Two. Yeah. Big game tonight.
Big, huge.
Take a big advantage if you win tonight, right?
Man, I watched some of the highlights from the Nuggets game. That was insane. I love that fight. That fight was good.
What fight was that?
I didn't see a fight. Yeah. There was a big fight.
Who fought?
James Harden and Aaron Gordon.
Good.
Yeah.
Who won?
Harden tried to slap Gordon, and then they had to hold Gordon back because Gordon would have just pieced him up.
Pieced him up.
He would have just slapped him
down.
But they didn't get to fight.
No, no one. There were 6 technical fouls, but no one got suspended or anything.
Okay.
And they should let him fight.
Yeah, let him fight.
Like they do in hockey.
Yeah, let him fight. Football, too. Fight.
So that was cool. They had this fight, which was, you know, exciting. But then the final shot, that was amazing.
That was crazy.
So that Jokic, and everybody says I say it wrong. Anyway, he went up for the 3-pointer, right?
Yeah. Because just like 2 seconds.
Yeah. So he goes and he kind of misses. And the other guy goes, a-loop, like takes it down.
Caught it and slammed it.
Yep, sure did.
Right there at the buzzer.
It's crazy.
Boom!
What was that fun fact you told me, Schmidl?
It is the first ever NBA buzzer beater slam dunk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the way you said it, that's a lot.
First
ever. That's cool.
Yeah,
first ever.
Game,
buzzer beater. Wait a minute. First ever buzzer beater playoff slam dunk win.
Yes. Correct.
And I didn't even have to watch the game. There was just highlights everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
See the best parts of the game.
I walked in, and it was the fourth quarter, and the Nuggets were in front by 20 points.
Oh, geez.
When I turned it on, because I'd been playing golf, right? So I get home, I turn it on, we're up 20. We didn't score for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, it should have never gotten to that point.
We never scored.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
They scored every point for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hello. Put that ball in the basket.
Well, you kind of take away the fun of how great I thought the game was.
Oh, it turned out great at the end of the game.
Well, I know, but I didn't know we were 20
points. We had them clobbered. We were up 24, 25 points at one time, I think.
I think the highlight of my weekend, besides like everything that was going on, was just watching that Shador nightmare happen.
Shador. I was on the golf course, and everybody in my foursome was checking their phones to see if he had been drafted.
It was crazy. And I couldn't believe I woke up the next day on Saturday, and it's still.
I did not expect that.
Me
at all.
Either. That was just nuts.
In fact, I'll always remember where I was when Shador was drafted. I was on the 6th hole, Jamie, and I was looking for my ball in the weeds.
Yeah,
and then I heard he's been drafted, and all of a sudden. The ball of the weeds didn't matter anymore.
No.
Shador has been drafted.
Thank God. To Cleveland. And what did I say Friday? I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland.
You did say that.
I did say that. I go, watch him get drafted to Cleveland. And then you said something like, well, what? And I go, Cleveland sucks. Yeah. Like, it's the worst place you'd want to be. And then he was drafted there.
As soon as I heard that he went to Cleveland, I thought of you.
You did.
Because I'm like, how the hell did you know that? Cleveland. Because he already had 4 quarterbacks. It's like, they're not going to draft him.
It's known as a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah, I saw that tweet too.
I saw this yesterday. Here is a tweet yesterday. And if you are a Shador fan, and you think the NFL really kind of blackballed the guy, you know, and put him way down there when he should have been a top 10 pick. They're now saying fans on TikTok have pledged that they will buy Shador Sanders jerseys and all merch from his official website only and will never buy anything off the NFL site.
Really?
Whoa. Doesn't the NFL get part of the money anyway?
Well, it's trademarked.
Yeah. He can't sell his own jerseys.
I think we're being a little bit dumb about that one.
Well, he could sell jerseys that just say legendary on them instead of like Cleveland Browns or whatever.
I mean, but what does that mean?
Yeah. Don't you want a Cleveland jersey?
Not if they're trying to support Sador. They just want his brand, right?
Well, I think it's funny that and I know we talked about this earlier, but in 2016, that basically Coach Prime said, no young quarterback should go to Cleveland.
No.
And he said, I would pull an Eli Manning if I had a young quarterback taken to Cleveland.
You could be in Hollywood, and you could not write this
exactly.
script.
Exactly.
You could not write this script that Dad dissed the Browns years ago, where a quarterback never wants to be drafted to, and then your son, you know, 15 years later gets drafted straight to the Browns. You couldn't even write this script.
You know, it's like when I used to make fun of band kids, and then my kid was in the band.
Exactly.
But he played the drums, so that's a cool guy. Cool guy move. It wasn't like the flute or the clarinet.
It was
the drums.
The oboe.
Or the oboe.
Throw him on the oboe. Use an oboe, boy.
What about the fat kid that always gets that big thing?
The trombone.
The trombone, And I always feel like he's like the worst in shape, right? But he has to carry that huge thing.
Yeah.
And he's all sweaty and his cheeks are bright red. It's just sad.
The report says Shador will probably make over $5 million the first year in his clothing line.
Oh, wow. Know. His clothing line alone?
Well, on that has, you know, like his number or whatever on it. Yeah.
Because they said he's taking a pay cut from what he earned in college to what he's going to earn in the
NFL.
Which
is so sad to think of.
That's why he's got
to
do this.
Yes.
I also hear that before the season starts, he'll be doing DoorDash.
No, you know what? Carson told me they're not hiring.
Actually, yes.
DoorDash?
So I had a friend who she's looking for a second job, and she told us she applied to be an Uber Eats driver and DoorDash, and not accepting any new employees.
Isn't that
any new
so
drivers?
Many.
It's crazy.
They have so many.
Well, yeah, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. I don't know where they stand with their hiring practices. I did see where they started that pay in four. Did you see that?
No.
So they've teamed up with somebody.
Klarna.
Is that a banking company or something?
It's like a financing company. It's called Klarna with a K.
They'll now let you pay in four. So let's say you're going to be, you know, maybe throwing a party and you got to spend a couple hundred dollars on food that DoorDash is going to bring to you. You can now make it in four different payments.
No, you can finance. No.
That's right.
That.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because Spadil went off on that.
Yeah, because it should be illegal.
Here it is.
You've probably seen these options online. You go to pay for something, and instead of putting one fat purchase on your credit card or debit account, you see this option to buy now and pay later. It sounds great, right? Why not spread those payments out without penalty and keep some extra money in your account for longer? But experts say that's how things begin to pile up.
Buy now, pay later is a modern-day version of what we used to call layaway.
According to Harvard Business Review, consumers who used Buy Now, Pay Later were 9% more likely to purchase an item. And the number of items they bought also increased by 10%. And get this, it wasn't just a short-term spike.
Wait, I could do layaway for my chicken wings.
You know why it's not anything close to layaway? It's because I worked at the mall and we had a lot of layaway. Because people can just stop paying on it and we don't send them to collections. We just put their items that were in the back of the room, put them back on the...
Right, this is food.
Yeah, that
so you can't
consumed,
do that. Yeah, you
and
can't
you'd already
do that.
Dutied.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And this whole pay in four, it's not new. I mean, you go to PayPal or any of those services, they have that right now.
They do.
So you could literally, they've had it for the last several years, that you could literally order, 15 pizzas and pay for it, pay by four on PayPal. It's all the same.
I don't use PayPal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what people are getting bent out of shape because it's already out there.
No, it's Spadil. Remember, he gave his whole speech about it.
Spadil, it's already there.
Because it's different, though, when it's on PayPal because now they're actually putting it in the app, and it's just predatory for people who are in a position where they actually kind of need to use this stuff because they got to feed themselves, and then they're just putting themselves further and further in a hole. It's a lot like advanced payday loans. Where they're just like trying to help themselves out, but it just hurts them.
Yeah,
in the
but
long
are they
run.
Getting huge interest rates? Like those advanced.
No,
they have like 55%
interest.
There's no interest rate up front, first. But if you don't pay it fast enough, then there is an interest rate, and they're really big.
But on the first four, there's nothing.
Right.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Well, no. That's if you pay it in a certain time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get it paid off, like 30 days.
But if you're already in a position where you're financially, poor or whatever, are you going to be able to make those four payments in the correct time frame? Like, you're probably still going to get hit with interest if you're in a position like that.
All right, I have a different thing. What if you guys had a car, right, and it was sitting outside, and you could have it sent to somebody, and they could use it for a few hours while you're at work? Would you do that?
No.
Did you see how Tesla's going to
out?
Yeah, Tesla's going to do that with Tesla owners, that you can loan out your car, and it can go drive and pick up somebody, and they can use it for while you're at work.
Someone else driving my car scares the crap out of me. Well,
we have that service.
Turo,
yeah.
Yeah, but this one comes to get
automated.
You. But you're,
right.
Like, my car, if I had a Tesla, or let's say a Slacker,
right.
He could come and just, his car would come and pick me up.
Yep. It's like your own Waymo, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? They're starting to, well, they're going, they wrote the program for it already.
I don't think a lot of people would want to do that. Well, maybe some people would. I mean, you would buy a second car just for that service.
Yeah, but what if I got somebody that's like smoking in it? And,
yeah,
like,
one time
meth?
I got a car on Turo, and we were smoking a bunch of weed in the car, we thought that some cops were coming up on us, so I tried to like slide down the back seat while I had like my lighter still going, and I burnt the crap out of this dude's car, and they never found it.
You are a model human.
I'm gonna just turn the mic off.
Yeah, that took us down a notch.
I don't know if that's a good kicker to go into the break.
Wow.
I got my lighter out, tried to hit my bar.
My baby.
I'm sliding that into the seat,
Chicago.
Keep the buzz off of us.
Yeah.
Great story, Bill.
Yeah. Classy.
Yeah, we're so classy. Jeez. Well, you know how to come right over the top, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't get busted that day.
Yeah.
5 to 10 in the big house.
Don't let other people use your car.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. There it is. Full circle.
Be relatable. BJ and Jamie. Happy Monday.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody wants to know if you ever got your Temu patio set.
I did not.
You have it yet?
Did not.
Did you order it?
Ordered the umbrellas, but I got nothing.
Not yet?
Got nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It might be after summer when you get
exactly.
Yeah,
it
could take a while. I'm thinking about just going out and getting my own umbrellas today.
Yeah, because
I cleaned up everything except for the poo.
Dog food.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sit out there right now. I'd wait.
Well, I could put the umbrellas out there. I think I'm going to get somebody get over there in the next day or so. So
okay. Well I'm
see.
Just saying.
We'll see.
Just wait on the umbrella.
Yeah.
Wait till you get.
I'm in no hurry. Yeah. I'm in no hurry.
Nobody's going to sit out there and go, you smell that?
But yeah. I'm with you though. I don't know if the Tebow's ever going to make it.
I know. Well, because a lot of the ships, the ships have stopped. Shipments have stopped and stuff. So I don't know. Anyway, beautiful weekend. Wish it was a little bit longer. Man, why do they only do that to you? Like Saturday and Sunday, that's it. And then Sunday, you just get anxiety because you have to go to work the next day.
I think it's harder to come back to work on a Monday when the weather's really
nice,
too.
I do, too. Because
you know, if
beautiful.
It were a crappy weekend and stuff weather-wise, then it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. All right, anyway, I got lots to tell you. First of all, if you want to watch the, like real honest about what happened with the kids in Israel, you got to watch this documentary. It's on Paramount. It's called The Children of October 7th. That happened in 2023. Remember that big concert?
Yeah.
And then the Hamas people came in and
October 7th.
Yeah. And I had forgotten until I watched this documentary about these little kids. I forgot they went door to door. Yeah. And just, I mean, and the stories are from the little kids talk about it. And they're talking about how their mom, like one of the kids, his mom got on top of him so they would shoot her first. And he remembers like her laying on top of him. And so it is really moving and it's a real honest look at what happened. Again, it's called Children of October 7th and it's on Paramount. It's about the Israeli children.
Yeah,
and the situation
I don't think I can watch it.
It was hard.
Yeah,
I mean, I was bawling, obviously, but it's
horrible
just,
scene.
It's awful. And then let's see here, Cam Ward. Let's get some happy news. Cam Ward, number one overall draft pick. He says he is the biggest fan of Morgan Wallen,
and it's a perfect pick.
It is.
He's going to Nashville, Tennessee.
And Morgan Wallen, by the way, he replied and said, "Welcome to Tennessee."
Yep.
Cam Ward, so it's a mutual love fest.
Buy some cowboy boots.
Yeah. We were talking about Shador. Now, did his brother get picked?
Yes. Yep. No. He did not get picked.
He didn't get picked?
No,
undrafted.
He did not get picked.
Oh.
He got an undrafted contract. He did sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but it was after the draft.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's got to walk on and prove it.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
All right. I can't remember. Is he very good?
No.
Ooh, wow. That was
not really.
He's undersized.
You're undersized.
Yeah.
Well, and no one ever talked about
I talked to your ex-girlfriend
really.
All the time, and she said you were definitely undersized.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that was part of the problem.
She said you're not very good either. No.
At all.
Yeah, no. At all. Yeah. Terrible.
And you have toenails like talons.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could pick up a small baby just with your toenails.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Did she mention your toenails to you?
No.
She should.
She did it.
But she's doing it on social media.
She's
not. But no, she's
yes, not. She is. She has secret pictures of his toes.
Oh.
Oh, she is?
No.
I'm just making this up.
I was like, you might want to get that phone.
Guys, who would actually post somebody's toes?
I don't know.
No.
OnlyFans, maybe.
This Shiloh kid. This Shiloh. I know he put out a video of him celebrating with a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go that far. If I didn't get drafted and then you walk on and they sign you to one of those contracts that you got to go in and prove yourself, I think they pay you like $50 to show up, right?
I don't know.
It's not much. But I don't know if I'd be doing like a money dance.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at least he got acknowledged, you know? I guess you do the dance.
He did get acknowledged, though.
Well, I mean, they signed him to show himself, you know, at least.
But I think they'd sign you to show up.
They would? Oh, all right.
$50. We signed Jamie to a Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But let's talk about Dion's house in Texas.
Beautiful.
Holy hell, that is something. I mean, that is just, that's unbelievable, that house, right? The only thing I thought was funny is that he didn't have a professional hot tub made. He bought one of those acrylic hot tubs and then he sunk it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's a little white trash in everybody, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a nice spread, though.
It is beautiful. I have some sad news. Jiggly Kalente has passed away.
Who's Jiggly?
Jiggly Kalente was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
That's what they're known for. And
Jiggly, huh?
This is really sad. They had a surgery.
Yeah.
And then they got sepsis, and they were so... They amputated their leg. And then they end up passing away from the surgery.
Wow.
Isn't that scary?
Very
44
much.
Years old.
Hmm.
I mean, it's hard to...
I never heard of Jiggly, but...
Jiggly butt?
Yeah, or Jiggly whatever it is. I don't know.
But you said Jiggly butt.
I did not say Jiggly butt.
Yes, you did. You said...
Oh, I said Jiggly
butt.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now you...
You didn't finish the sentence.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know Jiggly butt.
And then you stopped.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fine. Let's. You know what? It's Monday.
Yeah. But I don't watch RuPaul. I know it's a shocker. I don't watch the RuPaul show.
Schmidel, who is Jiggly? Got to he watches.
She's it's the Caliente lady, right? Yeah.
I swear to God, it just went full blown Monday just now, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was telling BJ, I was looking out the window. We're on the 11th floor. I go, man, everybody's walking into work like it's Monday. Like they just hate life right now. Even that guy, I was watching this guy, he's like, his shoulders were down. He's so defeated. Just, oh, God. He did not want to be going to work at all. Monday, boobies.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boobies.
Lana Del Rey, speaking of Morgan Wallen, Lana Del Rey threw shade at Morgan Wallen in some lyrics of a new song. It goes like this. I kissed Morgan Wallen. I guess kissing me kind of went to his head. If you want my secret to success, I suggest don't go ATVing with him when you're out west. Huh?
Well, that doesn't even rhyme.
Well, the ATVing, wait, I guess success and west, kind of.
Yeah.
If you want my secret to success, I suggest you don't go ATVing with him when you're out west. This is a dumb song.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to put that away.
Why'd you write a song with him in it?
Because she kissed him.
That was the reason?
Yeah, she kissed him, and it sounds like they were on an ATV, according to this. I don't know. I'm a private investigator, but
gotcha.
Could be.
Gotcha.
When she was out west, you know?
Yeah.
On an ATV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoying her success, right?
Success.
Her succession.
Diddy rejected a plea deal on his trafficking and racketeering case. They went in and they gave him a plea deal, and he said no, he's going to fight it.
What was the plea deal?
It does not say. It does not say at all. Nope.
Well, you got to figure it had to be like 20 years in the big house. And he said, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, his lawyer said that we're going to prove that he's simply a swinger and not a criminal. I know some swingers, and they don't have that much baby oil.
No.
An entire pallet.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't know. I guess my swinger friends are boring. This is very odd. Let's see here. Beyonce is making headlines after fans spotted Cowboy Carter tour tickets dropping as low as $20.
They're saying they're the same price as a Big Mac meal,
yep,
right?
Yep, Minecraft meal.
Holy cow.
That's so sad.
By the way, I bought the Minecraft meal over the weekend.
What did you get with it?
I don't know. Some kind of a fox.
Just the fox, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fox. I don't know anything about Minecraft, but it had a fox in it.
You can have little pet foxes in the game.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
What is it, like a stuffed animal, a plastic thing?
Action
plastic.
Figure.
Plastic. Plastic.
That McDonald's goes through the plastic, man.
Sure do.
I do love a good Happy Meal, though. It makes me happy.
Happy. Yeah, Frog loved it.
Although, I have learned something, and it has come true thanks to this show. Somebody taught me this. I said, man, I get a Happy Meal, right? And the fries always suck. Like, they're horrible. And somebody said, you have to buy regular fries because they throw the crappy ones in the kids' Happy Meals, the ones that are cold, because kids don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, because they don't complain.
Yeah, so all of a sudden I start buying big girl Happy Meals, and guess what? The fries are delicious.
Yeah.
Those Happy Meal fries.
Back to it.
It's bad.
Man, I stopped at McDonald's the other day to just pick up the Minecraft thing. Got me a big order of fries. They were unbelievable.
Just tasty?
I mean, just hot. Just out of the oil, man. It was great.
That's a good
day. You couldn't even bite them.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
That is good.
Let them cool a little bit.
Man, they were delicious.
I didn't have any fries, but I had back-to-back Bud's Burgers Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good weekend.
That's a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of meat weekends.
I'm done. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
There you go, tabloid trash.
We sound done.
Yeah.
We sound done. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, just a reminder, later this afternoon, things are about to change up a little bit with the Slacker Show. They're welcoming somebody brand new to the show today.
Yeah, they sure are.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to check it out for yourself. We're not allowed to say, but they'll give you all the details when they start the show at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I was just telling Jamie off the air about the Pope and how they select a new Pope.
Yeah.
Would you like me to run through that again?
Not
I'm
really.
I'm sure you'd like to.
It's kind of boring.
Did you know?
Oh, God. Let me make a sandwich.
That the Cardinals, that right now.
St. Louis?
No.
Oh.
No, the Cardinals over there over there in Rome.
Why are they Cardinals?
Because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
Well, you're Catholic by association.
Yeah, I'm close. I'm very close to Catholic, but I'm not I'm not full Catholic. So I don't know the history, Jamie.
All right, okay.
But I do know this. I read this over the weekend. I guess the Pope, they said he was having nightmares on his last night, that they had to sedate him because he was seeing the devil coming to get his soul.
They said that?
Yeah.
No.
I swear.
Who said
that? Go look it up. Go look it up. One of the cardinals that were there in the room when passed away. They said that he was having nightmares, that he saw a bunch of demons at the foot of his bed, and he had to be sedated.
That would be weird to tell people that.
I read it on the internet. So you just pipe down there, babe. Spadil, are you finding anything on that?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not finding anything.
I don't think a cardinal will tell the people
keep
that.
Keep looking, okay?
Oh,
they tried to take his soul, they said. Thought them all. They had to sedate him.
Okay.
Maybe morphine or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the Cardinals, okay?
Yeah.
You know the Cardinals, they all want this gig, okay?
Yeah.
This gig comes with designer shoes there in Italy and all kinds of stuff.
Actually, did you see? They compared to how the Pope sleeps to how Joel Osteen sleeps. And did you see that one? The Pope it's very simple. It's a single bed. And I mean, like, he doesn't have all this luxury stuff.
He was a people's Pope.
Yeah, he was a people's Pope.
He was all about the people. He was a people's Pope. Not to be confused with peeps. People's peeps.
What?
He was a people's Pope.
There's no people's peeps. You need a nap.
Yeah.
We have a lot of peeps left over from Easter.
Is that what's going on?
That's what it reminded me of. Right, yeah.
No, blue. But they showed like Joel Osteen and his house and how big and extravagant and his car collection and all that. And then there's the People Pope just over there.
Yep, the People's Pope.
Yeah.
Okay? They want another guy like this, but it's really hard to find the People's Pope. Because a lot of those popes, they really like to, you know, maybe get some of those Italian leather shoes or something,
oh,
you know?
You're
going to
say hookers.
No. They're not harassing the nuns or anything. Oh, okay. Well, all they're doing is that they're living a little bit better than they did when they were a cardinal.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because you get a lot of perks come with being pope.
Okay.
You know that?
Yep.
Right. So now, here's the deal. You know, they can't start the meeting on selecting the pope until the conclave, right? Which is still 15 days, okay?
Uh-huh.
But they're having meetings right now just to go over what it takes to be a good pope.
What does it take to be a good pope?
Kindness, the people, being rooted, knowing the religion, really giving, grateful, a lot of stuff, Jamie. Although, I don't know why they have to meet on it now. You would have thought they would have written this down over the years.
Yeah, right?
Because they've been doing this for a long time, okay? You would think they'd have like a
big scroll, scroll, like Santa's list.
Yeah, you just go in there and say, okay, we went through this last year, let's go through it one more time. All right, here we go. You know, that's what you would think.
You would think that.
No, it's a very serious meeting, so they got to determine this. But they say behind the scenes right now, before the conclave, no cardinal is allowed to campaign to be the pope.
Whoa.
You cannot say, hey, I think I'd fit all those.
Really?
I think I'd make a great pope. Can't do that.
You can't wear a hat that says make popes great again.
No. You can't do that, Jamie. No. What would that be? Make popes great again. Alpaca. Nah. MAGA flows.
But
doesn't work. But they're not allowed. They're not allowed. And I'm thinking, you got to figure there's some wheeling and dealing going on in these meetings.
For sure.
You know there are.
Yeah.
You know that,
under
you know.
The table cash?
Yeah. You take Cardinal Chester, for an example. Yeah. Chester.
The molester?
And I don't know.
He's probably off the list.
I don't know. Well, the word molester's probably off the list.
Yeah.
Scroll.
Well, I don't know.
But listen. All right, Cardinal Chester. Let's take him for an example. And he wants to be the Pope. You don't think he's letting them know that?
Exactly.
I mean, he's telling, you know, his buddy, you know, Sam or whatever.
Well, he's wearing the hat like, hey, how's it looking on me?
Yeah. Exactly. So you know there's some finagling going on in those rooms.
Yeah, and not only that, but like, okay, let's say I want to be the Pope or whatever. I'm going to go tell Carson to tell people.
Exactly. Spread the word.
He's not allowed to, though.
But I'm not allowed to, but he is.
No, he's not. Nobody's allowed. What? Nobody's even allowed to talk about a name that would become Pope.
Really?
No one.
Well, then how do we know the top 10 list?
Well, that's just speculation people outside the actual cardinals in the Vatican, okay?
This is outside people. This is fun facts with DJ.
Yeah.
What else do you know?
Well, I've been studying cardinal crap all weekend.
Have you?
Yeah. On my downtime.
Oh, we found out how they came to get the name cardinal. With that detail is Schmidel.
So in the Catholic Church, the term cardinal is derived from the Latin word cardo, which means hinge. This is because cardinals are considered to be the hinges or pillars of the church.
What if they could become unhinged? Whoa.
That's probably a crow.
No, because...
They become crows instead of cardinals.
Yeah, it's a pigeon for sure.
Pigeon.
Cardinals. Yeah. Well, so that's...
All right, there you go. Yeah. Just a little update. It's
trivia.
If you, just... kind of wondering about things this morning over there in Italy.
I lost sleep over that, yeah.
Maybe wow, we got you.
You know what? Like every day in the 9 o'clock hour, you should tell us stuff.
Yeah, just little tidbits.
Yeah, I really like it.
I don't think a lot of people realized everything I just said.
No, of course not. The more you know, reading rainbow.
Right. Demons came after
him. They did not.
On his last
that was never
night
said.
On the bed.
That was,
he
can't
was
find,
dying.
We can't find it anywhere.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, here's the bottom line. If you're going to watch the Kentucky Derby, you got to bet on it. Come on, man.
Yeah, right?
You got to. You got to pick a pony. Just pick a number. Pick a name that you like. That's all you got to do.
But then where do you go bet?
Well, there are different sports betting places all around town, a lot of people have it on their phone.
I don't have that app.
If you have like FanDuel or any of those sports apps, a lot of them have horse racing on
there. Those seem dangerous to me.
Well, they can be, because you can lose a lot of money.
And it's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, as far as security goes, they're very secure.
No, I know that part, but I'm just saying that it seems dangerous as far as, like, you know, you have a couple of drinks, you're like, I don't know, Kentucky Derby sounds like a good idea.
No, it falls right there in that old addiction category. Right there with meth and everything else.
Okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But the Kentucky Derby is coming up on Saturday. Hey, Spadil, can you do me a favor? Can you look into the big party, the big soiree that they have for the Kentucky Derby? And by the way, that is a soiree because you have to dress up, wear a hat, men wear suits. I mean, if you're doing a real Kentucky Derby party, it's got to be a soiree.
The one downtown, the big one?
I don't know if it's still going on. I know it did last year.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked into it this year to see if that's actually going to fly.
It's always a big deal.
It is.
Yeah. It's outside.
Hot ticket.
What are you finding, Spadil?
I see a couple, but I think the one that he's talking about is the one that's at the Aliens, right? The alien sculpture?
I don't remember meeting at the alien sculpture.
Yeah.
You mean the you're talking about the dancing sculpture?
The dancing aliens next to the convention center.
So, no, the Denver Derby party's at McGregor Square. I think it's been there the last couple of years.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I don't know about aliens.
That's where it was for a long time, was next to the dancing aliens.
Okay,
guys. I didn't even know we had dancing aliens.
The dancing aliens. That's those two big stick figures down there dancing. By the Performing Arts Center.
Oh, those are dancing aliens?
I've never heard that
before.
That's the name of the sculpture.
Huh. I think you just named it that.
No, it's not the name of the sculpture.
I'm pretty
sure.
That's
you and your friends, dude. Smoking dope.
I've been down there a million times to go to the theater and stuff.
Yeah, it's called great. The Dancing Aliens.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh.
That seems a little politically incorrect right now.
Weird. All right, anyway, moving
on. Okay, anyway. Yeah, it's at McGregor Square, I guess. Okay. All right, so big party down there this weekend. A lot of people show up. But you don't even have to know anything about horse racing.
So can I give you money to bet it for me?
Absolutely, you could.
All right. Yeah. I'd
you can actually that. Give any, in fact.
Okay, I know where you're going with this. Anybody
listen,
give me money.
Listen. Any listener to this show right now, you can Venmo me money to lay down your bet for the Kentucky Derby if you don't have a FanDuel account. I will be your buddy. I'll be your your horsey buddy, okay? And I will be there for you. Just Venmo BJ, and I'll take care of it for you.
We still owe Nash $400.
Well, we're about to get it now. Boy. I just had a big light bulb go off in my head. We're about to pay Nash. As soon as this derby runs.
I like it.
And certain horses have to lose or I've got to skip town.
Yeah, don't take the ones with the great odds.
Yeah,
only the bad
odds. Yeah, pick some really bad odds and send me the money, okay? And we're good. We're good.
BJ and Jamie.
And write this down for
tomorrow. Well, no, the thing is, now people know I can be trusted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, not even a peep for me.
We'll explain it more tomorrow. Okay. How about that?
Hey, I thought tomorrow's Turd Tuesday.
What?
Isn't tomorrow Turd Tuesday?
Yeah, big day. Your
ass. You write that one down, too. You just told our boss that we're going to have Turd Tuesday tomorrow.
Oh, Jamie, we can't call it that. It sounds like we're making fun.
What?
Crap. The company, crap. I don't want to make fun of them. I want them to do a good job for
them. No, they are, because tomorrow's Turd Tuesday.
Yeah, what else are you going to call it?
All right.
I mean, they named their company All Crap. Yeah. I think they're fine with it.
Well, I'd like to be a little more sensitive about it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Okay, so All Crap. Tomorrow's Dog Turd Tuesday.
Well, just call it Turd Tuesday. It's more fun than the dog.
Well, I feel like dog softens it a bit.
It doesn't.
No.
No, Turd Tuesday just
no
rolls off your
intended,
tongue.
No pun intended, soften it.
Turd Tuesday just rolls off the tongue.
Way better.
Yeah, Turd Tuesday. Tomorrow. Whoa.
On the show. Yeah. Turd Tuesday.
I like it.
Right,
I like it. Yep.
And then I got,
how
Jamie can keep a secret.
I can better than anybody.
Jamie keeps a secret. Jamie keeps
what
a secret.
What are you doing?
Right. I'm writing all this down.
Okay, all right.
For tomorrow's show.
Next is grocery list.
Yeah.
Broccoli, gotta have some broccoli. My wife wants almond milk.
She does? I heard that's really bad for you.
It sucks.
But I also heard it's bad for you.
Why?
I forget.
I heard it's good for you.
I hear it's great for you.
It's not.
Really?
It's a lie. Mm. Shpadel, will you look up why almond milk is bad for you? Hello?
Jamie keeps a secret. I'm still writing this down. All right. Secret is S-E-C-R-E-T, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm seeing it says almond milk is generally considered a healthy and nutritious milk alternative. However, some individuals may experience digestive issues because of allergic reactions.
Look, so your wife's going to have the squirts.
Sure explains a lot around the house.
Oh, my God, she's going to hate this show.
So maybe we'll talk about her and almond milk on Turn Tuesday.
Yeah, there we go.
Seems to fit, doesn't it?
Thank God, let's go.
We gotta get out.
This is
Monday,
ridiculous. For sure.
It was okay today.
Yeah, iffy. Yeah, all right. Iffy. Just wrap it up.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here for a Turd Tuesday show tomorrow. God. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.